Rome needed professional armies and experienced generals to fight its wars. These generals had to be kept happy. And nothing made a general happier than a long-term grant of proconsular imperium. A great big blank check to fight Rome's enemies just as one wanted to. In 67 BC, young Pompey, who now called himself Gnaeus Pompey the Great, received a 5-year grant of proconsular imperium to rid the Mediterranean of pirates. It took him 9 months. In the next year, another law gave Pompey proconsular imperium to defeat King Mithridates of Pontus once and for all, finishing the work Sulla had left behind. And this Pompey had accomplished by December 62 BC. So far, Pompey had not abused either of his grants of proconsular imperium. All Rome still awaited his return with great anxiety. Rome had already endured another minor civil war in 63 BC when the Populares Catiline was caught plotting to overthrow the state. Catiline's backers were Crassus and Marius's ambitious but impoverished nephew, the Pontifex Maximus Julius Caesar. The mighty mouth of the consul Cicero was enough to put Catiline out of commission. But Crassus and Caesar remained free, hoping to gain leverage against their joint adversary Pompey. As far as the Senate was concerned, all of the potential Sullas needed to be put on the sideline, especially Pompey, Crassus, and Caesar. The great Roman powder keg was about to blow sky high. Segment 10C, the First Triumvirate. The cursus honorum, as it had evolved at first, worked just fine, even for a city-state which had absorbed all of Italy. Even a Scipio Africanus, conqueror of Hannibal and darling of the Roman masses, had been content to fade into the woodwork once his job was done. No Roman was greater than the Roman state. And the Gracchi had learned the hard way not to stick one's neck out against the Senate. Even Sulla, murderous thug that he was, tried to ensure there would be no more warlords like him. By increasing the Senate's power, he thought he would save the Roman Republic yet. But those were different times.